Welcome to Straight to the Point. I'm your host, Representative Joe DiOrsi. In a world of long-windedness, I'm here to deliver you the Capitol news in 10 minutes or less. So let's get straight to the point. Welcome to the Straight to the Point podcast. This is Representative Joe DiOrsi. I am in studio today he's calling in, actually, from Western Pennsylvania, Josh Bashline of the 63rd Legislative District. Josh, thanks for joining.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell me a little bit about the 63rd. Where are you in the state? What are some of the major industries out your way?
You know, people call it the Rust Belt, but I call it the we have a lot of potential belt with a lot of coal, timber, natural resources, a great area. So I'm sitting here in my Clarion office. The 63rd covers all of Clarion and a significant portion of Armstrong County. So you could say it is directly in the middle of the Northwest, about an hour and a half from Pittsburgh, hour and a half from Erie, and an hour and a half from State College. A lot of industries, again, the natural resources, manufacturing, that's kind of what built this area. I kind of like to say, World War II happened overseas, but it was built here in Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so excellent. I'm glad you're joining today. On a really popular topic, I've heard plenty about this in my district. Certainly, it seems to be a federal-led initiative, but it's flock cameras. You have a piece of legislation out on flock cameras. We'll get to that in a little bit. But where did these things come from? By whose authority? And why has it become so controversial?
You know, almost an Orwellian issue. So flock cameras, what they do, they could be on your local street, right down Main Street, attached to a telephone pole, stop sign. And what they do is they can read your license plate, similar to if you were to be pulled over for some reason. What they're used for and the idea behind them is if you can scan someone when they're driving by, you know, maybe this person has a felony warrant, or they are, you know, part of a human trafficking ring or anything criminal like that, which if you were to keep it just at that, you could say, okay, well, these are pretty good for the police to use, stop criminals, keep our neighbor. Problem is, people are very worried about their Fourth Amendment, which they rightly should be, that these can be used for other things, kind of looking into what someone's doing, tracking what they're doing, anywhere from, you know, where they go to church, where they go, similar to when a website or an app you might have tracks your location for advertising purposes, and people do not want any part of that part of flock cameras.
So this information that it collects, is this readily accessible by law enforcement, or does there need to be like a queue, like a crime that's being investigated for this information to be used and accessed?
From my knowledge, that is what it'd be used for, so police would have access to it. Then again, that goes into the, well, who else could have access to it? Or, we talk a lot about people selling our data. We hear about a lot of that online if you use this browser or search engine, they're going to be selling your data. And that's what we're trying to protect against with our, legislative package here soon. But if they're used for what they're supposed to be, there's facial recognition too. So you might be on the FBI's most wanted list and you walk by one of these cameras and now it's flagging them and they know your location because they know where all of these cameras are. So what they're supposed to be, stopping terrorists, possibly saving people from human trafficking. But again, what else are they collecting? Who has it? How secure is it? Especially when we talk about, data centers or where the data centers are. If you have a data center in China and flock information is going there, well, now you're where you go to church, where you go to eat, where your family lives, where you go to work, that is now there. And we definitely need some protections with that kind of sensitive information.
Yeah, we talk often about unintended consequences in the House, the slippery slope. Obviously, the upside to these are we're nabbing violent criminals. The downside, obviously, being that the government, whoever that may be, is surveilling innocent citizens. So I guess the burning question is it worth it to surveil, to potentially nab some of these criminals at the expense of our Fourth Amendment rights? Is this a arguably a clear violation of our Fourth Amendment rights, Josh?
I'd say so. And that is why, you know, we're coming up with these bills so that, you know, you get your due process and all the rights that you're afforded through the Fourth Amendment. I like to use the example of whenever you download an app or you're using a website or something, on the bottom that usually pops up, they say, you know, read the fine print, and you're agreeing to something. Like, you know, this web camera that I'm using right now, I agreed for it to open up so that I could talk to you face-to-face via technology. With these cameras just being out in public, you don't have that reasonable expectation. You have no idea it's there. You don't have a warning. Even a store you go into, you know, it'll warn you, say, hey, you're on camera, you're being videoed, and you're kind of agreeing by continuing to shop there. This right here does not. You don't know you're being recorded. You don't know where the data is going, who is using it, if there's a, you know, third-party entity that maybe, or that is running those outside of the police, what are they doing with it? So it's completely violating your rights there. And that's why we need to, you know, create a warrant that, you know, people need to use this, or more power to your local authorities and where these cameras actually would be to protect you and give us that choice, not just an overarching, these are going to be everywhere and you don't know what they're being used for.
Yeah, good. So let's get into the legislation. You combined forces with Representative Rowe on a two-bill package that would greatly limit the use or the installation of flock cameras. Can you tell my listeners about that?
So the first bill, Representative Rowe, his is more of the overarching regulations. So, you know, they collect so much information, but we don't want your personal lives to be controlled or seen, you know, by these you know, any kind of government or police presence. So that would give, you know, like you need a warrant to be able to look at these and to use them. So these are kind of overarching regulations statewide. Mine, I focus more on the local control. As we could probably agree, the closer your government is to you and your front door, I think the better. So mine would give municipalities the ability to do an ordinance, a moratorium. They would be able to pick and choose if they use them. They could set their own rules and say, hey, you know what, our community, this is not for us. Maybe there's a community somewhere else where there are local officials and the people who need to make this decision ultimately say, you know, maybe we have a lot of crime here. This is a hotbed and we want to combat it. So maybe this would be a great tool for us. But the priority is keeping that local control, protecting people's Fourth Amendment right.
Yeah, so you mentioned before we went on air here about an example in Slippery Rock that dealt with this local ordinance and this local control. Can you tell me about that?
From what I read, they had a contract with these cameras, and they decided, hey, you know, this is not for us. The people do not like it. They believe it's violating their Fourth Amendment rights, and we do not want to renew our contract. So now those will be taken out. That'll be tools that they decided for their people and their community. It's not right for them.
Yeah, that sounds sensible and reasonable to me. What is the status of this two-bill package? Has it been introduced to a relevant committee?
Right now, we're still working on the language. The one benefit, and I will say, I think we are being proactive and not reactive, something rarely seen, you know, in government, especially in our state. So we want to make sure that there are no loopholes. We don't give power where it shouldn't be. We don't make a mistake where it's not going to help people at all. And we also want it to move through the House, Senate, you know, get it signed. So we're being very careful. But very soon we'll have all of the language written up, and it'll be introduced to a committee, and we will get the ball rolling.
Yeah, I know. I plan. I have a teletown hall tonight, Monday, the 24th, and we're going to poll those listening on their opinion of flock cameras. But suppose someone's listening who wants to get involved. They feel strongly either way. What would their course of action be to either move this bill along or share their negative opinions for it?
Well, you can always, you know, anytime anyone writes a bill, we don't write bills for our own districts. We write them for the state. So anyone can contact me or anyone else that is creating these bills. Of course, there's leadership on both sides of the House that people would want to contact and, you know, voice their opinion, put a little pressure on. But I would also, you know, when there are places, town halls and places to go to voice your opinion, elected to represent you is making themselves available, go and talk to them. You know, do your opinions and all of your local officials. You know, I talked about my bill, how it keeps it, the closer it is to home, the better. Well, they're all, they should always be available, a phone call, maybe a short drive away. Let them and voice your opinions.
Yeah, excellent. I will be sure to relay you the thoughts from my Teletown Hall tonight. And flock cameras, huge issue. Josh, thanks for proposing a potential remedy to this. He is Josh Bashline, representing the 63rd Legislative District in Armstrong and Clarion Counties. Josh, thanks again for joining.
This has been Straight to the Point. Visit repjod.com/mypodcasts.